This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiblin. The Chancellor of the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville resigned effective today. It was a surprise announcement in a letter yesterday from Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz to faculty, students, and staff. Joining me to discuss this is Cal Kellums, news director of our partner station, KUAF in Fayetteville. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for having me back.
I'll note first that both of our stations are part of the University of Arkansas system. Steinmetz was only the sixth chancellor there, so most have stayed for quite a while. He was on the job for a relatively short 5 years. In the letter, he wrote about the many challenges in trying to manage a university in today's polarized society. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about this. What have you heard? What's been made of this?
Well, you used the word surprise, and it was definitely a surprise. I don't think many people in the university community saw this coming. It was an email to university-wide that came Thursday, late Thursday, and that alone was the surprise, but the fact that the resignation would take effect basically 24 hours later was an even bigger surprise. There's been no official word, as you and I talk, from the system or the campus. I know that the chancellor in his letter mentioned the polarized situation. You have to remember that the last time you and I talked 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the recommendations the chancellor had made about the Brough and Fulbright name connections and statue on campus. No indication that's what led to this, though there was some conflict, I guess, between campus and some legislators and maybe some board of trustees, but we have no idea that was it. I last interviewed him about 5 weeks ago. We were talking about a seminar the Honors College was having about how the university reacted to the pandemic. During that interview and briefly afterwards, when we concluded our on-air conversation, he was talking about plans for next year. So at least 5 weeks ago, there was no indication to me whatsoever that resignation was on his mind. So it remains something of a mystery here on the Hill.
But the comments were very brutal from some state lawmakers. On the other hand, many were critical of him, saying it didn't go far enough to simply move the statue elsewhere on campus, keep the name of the college up there.
And although this is, you know, a dangerous barometer to use, if you went to Twitter last night, you saw the reactions from people who thought he had not gone far enough in the moves and should have advocated for the removal of the Fulbright name from the College of Arts and Sciences, and those who were happy he was leaving because they thought it was part of the cancel culture. So a little insight via Twitter to just how polarizing we can be in 2021.
And his announcement came within hours of a special meeting of the UA system Board of Trustees. We only know it was to discuss a personnel matter, no names mentioned or action taken.
So people can, I suppose, speculate and draw whatever conclusions they want to leap to. But at this point, we don't know anything for certain.
And UA System President Donald Bobbitt said no immediate action taken, an interim chancellor. What's going to be next?
Right. And the schedule that I have seen is that at some time in the coming week, we'll know more, at least about the process of an interim chancellor. But in the past, you know, and I've been working here for more than 30 years, in the past, there was enough time to where before the retiring or resigning chancellor left, you knew who the interim chancellor was. We're without a chancellor, interim or otherwise, for at least a few days.
Well, that's Cal Kellums, news director of KUAF in Fayetteville. Thanks, Cal.
Thank you for having me, Michael. Great to talk to you.
And I'm Michael Hiblin. This is KUAR 89.1.